Hello, and welcome back to yet another episode of Spiritual Elevation. I am your host, Sabby Speaks. I'm the host of the show and the co-pilot of this flight. If you are new here, welcome. Here on Spiritual Elevation, we journey through spiritual principles and discuss on how to effectively walk with Christ. If you look out of the window to your left and to your right, you may see false doctrines and theological misunderstandings, but don't worry, we're going to get you out of there. Warning, on this flight, you will be pushed to go further, dig deeper, and fly higher. So please expect a little bit of turbulence and expect a little bit of conviction. I hope you enjoy the flight. So, you guys, welcome back for yet another episode of Spiritual Elevation. Y'all, today is going to be a good episode because I got my good girl over here on the pod. So before we even dig deeper, baby, can you tell us who you are?
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Oge. I am a Nigerian-American here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am a new grad nurse. That's something interesting about me, I guess. And I'm helping bring lives into the world. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, and I love my job. I also attend 2819. I know it's been on the rise lately, and a lot of people have heard a lot about it. And I'm in the choir there, and so it's been really great to be a part of that ministry. But I'm really excited to be here today, and I'm just so grateful. And thank you for having me on, Sabrina.
Yes. You said you're on the choir, right?
I am the choir, yeah.
So that means, can you give us a little something, something?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, you know, our main song that we're really known for is King of Glory. So I'll give y'all a little taste. And that's by, I believe, Circuit Riders. But 2819 kills it every single time.
Period.
I'm shy. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, so good. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to him and him alone. There's no one like the Lord. That's it.
I'm seeing. Now I have to go look up this song because.
No, you have to. It's so good. It's so good.
You guys, I'm going to pick on her a little bit because she did say she was Nigerian American. When she started singing, I was like, now you know Nigerians would have said, Wadi is the lamb. They would have said, Wadi is the lamb.
Ghanians, he had to come for me.
I was thinking it because I'm like, Ghanians, the way we would have sang it.
No, for real. In another life, I was Ghanaian, so yeah, I'm shocked that he even come out.
Honestly, this is why this relationship works so well, because I'm Gajirian, I'm half Ghanaian, half Nigerian, and in another life, she was Ghanaian. So.
Absolutely.
Y'all, today we are in for a special treat. So as you know, we are on this flight. We gotta know the atmosphere around us. What is it giving? So I'm currently in Louisville, Kentucky. The high is 70 degrees. The low is 55 degrees. And it's a little bit of precipitation. What about you? How is it over there?
Oh, girl, it is literally a low of 64 and a high of 72. And that's Georgia for you, the most bipolar weather. But in the midst of this weather, it is raining. It is currently raining outside. So it sucks. But, you know, it's great because it was a great day inside. You got to take a nice nap, you know, rainy weather. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So despite all of that, it is hot over here on Spiritual Elevation. Hot stands for honest, open, and transparent. And so when you come here, you can expect us to be real with our experiences, with whatever that we're talking about. And you know it's godly things. So wow, how can we just be lying? We can't be lying. Yeah. Period.
Right. Period.
So today our topic is Christian influencers. This girl right here, she's someone who I personally consider to be a Christian influencer.
Oh, number stop. One, you're too kind.
Oh, look at her. No, because literally she's a Christian and she's also, she's very consistent in her posting on social media. So sometimes she'll show her like going to like a Christian concert, or she'll even, let me tell you about how she changed my life. So there was some time like last year, 2 years ago, that she posted her making this Jamaican Rasta pasta. And I saw it and I was like, oh, nah, girl, let me get the recipe. So she listed everything down. But I started making it and started like really perfecting it. That to this day is one of my best dishes.
Okay, praise God. Thank you. Yeah, man. You know, I do this. I be in the kitchen for real. I didn't even think too much of it when I posted that. I actually genuinely like cooking for people. So I was so grateful to have made that for my family. They love it. They ask for it every time. Every time I go to Friendsgivings, I make it. So when Sabrina called me, I was like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, wife status up. All my girls are going to eat. You feel me? Bread price up.
Bread price up. That rasta even changed my accent. Oh, shit, that was horrible. I want to start off by even asking you, because I already gave a little bit of, like, you know, what you post, but as a Christian influencer, okay, first of all, do you see yourself as a Christian influencer, or are you just like, I'm just here posting?
I definitely see myself as I'm just here posting. I think people perceive me more as a Christian influencer, and I try to stray away from titles, which we'll talk about that later, but it's really hard to call myself a Christian influencer just because I am not as consistent as a true influencer or someone that's trying to like make a living out of it. It's really something I do as a hobby, something I do on the side, but I thoroughly enjoy it. I definitely think that God has given me like a creative gift in terms of like just in the creative realm outside of my career. And I do it on my free time. I really enjoy it. And I love interacting with people. And I think it just gives me the best outlet to really interact with the community. And I think that's why I just love it so much, and I do. But I definitely don't see myself as a Christian influencer, for sure.
Okay, well, that's you. The rest of us, like me, see you as an influencer. And so let me even ask, what kind of content do you post? Like, not that, okay, because you don't see yourself as an influencer, but you just see yourself posting your life. What kind of stuff do you post?
So I was actually thinking about this yesterday, and I was like, I wanted to change my bio on TikTok, because I know a lot of people have a niche, they have their thing, they have what they're focusing on. I would consider myself to be an all-rounded person. Like, I do cooking, I do vlogs, I do lifestyle, sometimes I do inspirational videos, sometimes I do fully faith-based videos, sometimes I do talking videos where I'm just sitting and sharing my thoughts and speaking. I literally, there's no bounds to my posts in general, and so I just like to tie it all to Christ at the end of the day and glorify Christ in everything. So yeah, that's really the focus of my Jesus is my niche, but
amen. No, I feel that, because as I started getting consistent and posting, I was also like, dang, like when you go on people's pages, they have a consistent thread of something. I'm like, I like being goofy. I love Jesus. Right. I love cooking. So you see me doing everything. I don't even know if there's one thing I can say I'm doing.
Absolutely. And I think that's where we are really similar. And that's why I love about your content, because it's so similar to mine. Like, you feel like every time you come on my page, you never know what you're going to get that day, because it could be humor. It could be Christian humor. And I know a lot of people love the Christian humor side of me, but I also have some serious, dead on or focused Jesus content as well. And sometimes just having fun, sometimes just going out with friends and being in community and fellowship and breaking bread, which I really promote because it's a huge part of my salvation story. Wow. So I like to promote that as well. Yeah.
Hey, period. And what got you even to, like, let's say, I mean, because we're on social media, we're all posting our life. Yeah. What led you to even post more consistently? I know you say you're not really consistent, but from the other side, we are seeing content.
What got me to post more consistently? I think, honestly, I think it's because of the fruit I saw from just the little post I made. One of my closest friends today is from when I was trying really hard to be like those actual Christian influencers when I was taking a break from nursing school. And I had a year off, and I just started making content here and there, and I wanted to start taking YouTube seriously and all these different things. I bought cameras and I did all these things, and in the midst of that, I wasn't consistent either, because I felt so conflicted about why I was posting, why I was doing it. I definitely was doing it to earn money. And so it wasn't as authentic. Yeah, it wasn't as authentic. Like, my heart posture was not great then. And so, but I made one of my closest friends, she DM'd me because of one of my posts. And honestly, I made it in passing. I didn't think too much of it. And she had DM'd me, and she was like, you know, like, I'm looking for people community in Atlanta. I'm like, girl, yeah, I'll put you on. And now she's like in my circle and we're really close. And you know, I really love her. I actually just went on a trip with her. And so it's so amazing the opportunity. There are people who are shy to talk about certain things. And because I'm so open about my life and open about my testimony, they are able to DM me, shoot me a text, different things, ask for prayer. And I'm able to like disciple them in that and show them scripture and just lead them in the way that they should study and go in terms of making decisions. And so that's why I started making more content, just because I realized that it's a good outlet for me to share and just honestly do exactly what God has called us to do.
Right. I really do believe that even in that, there's so much in creating an online and virtual safe space for Christians and like building a community. But you said something that got me scratching my head because you said, you know, you want to do it for money and then you got convicted. I'm like, wait, but like, is it bad to like want to make a living out of the content that you're creating?
Absolutely not. I don't think there is anything wrong with it. I actually really do respect people who do it for a living because it is a tough world out here. Sometimes you may not get the money that you need because views are low, subscribers are low, whatever it is, people's engagement becomes low, and you're constantly on this like teeter-tottering and you're always just anxious about where your next check is going to come from because it's not a consistent income. And I know that can be very difficult. So my heart goes out to everyone who does rely on social media for a living. I just think it could get very tricky when you do get paid with social media because it then poses the question of your why. You know, it poses the question of like, is your heart posture still on point? And that's why we have to continue to ask ourselves, why are you doing this? Are you truly doing this for the Lord? You know, making sure that your heart posture is correct and you're crucifying yourself daily and making sure that you're checking your heart because the Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked, who can know it, you know? And so you have to continue to check your heart because it can get very prideful, very selfish, very quick, especially when you start getting a lot of views. You know, you start seeing that 1M on the bottom of your TikTok. It could turn into a you thing real quick. And it's so important to always make sure we continually give God the glory. I was actually reading in Daniel last night because that's where I'm in. I'm studying in Daniel. And you're going to hear me refer to that a lot because it's actually so applicable to my life right now. And I was reading how when he Daniel had told Nebuchadnezzar the dream, he had told him that there is no one on earth, there's no man who can do tell you this dream, because the king wanted him to tell him the dream and interpret it. He said, "Great king, I cannot tell you the dream, and there's no man on earth who can do it, but there is a God in heaven
Come
who can
on.
do it." And he was interpret your dream. So the way that Daniel, in the midst of something that is so amazing, he got all the glory on earth, but he made sure to give God the glory in heaven. And I think that's something
Amen.
that's so important to continually keep in the back of our minds as we gain fame or gain
Like influence.
influence in general, or just popularity in general, and people start actually like raising the eyebrow towards you. It's very easy. So you just got to be careful when you start making money because it can make your head swell. Especially that YouTube money. I know that YouTube money be good, but people, you gotta be mindful.
Real
Continuously,
mindful.
very mindful. And you have to like, you know, continually guard your heart and make sure that you continually crucify the flesh. You remember who you're doing this for and give him the glory in the midst of that.
Nah, girl, you are speaking to me because there came a time where I was freshly out of college. And so I had about, you know, a good 8, 9 months before I was going to go back to school. So I had a lot of free time. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make videos and post it. My mentality was never like, okay, I'm going to try to make money. It was just like, okay, let me just be fun on the internet. So I started doing that. And girl, one of the first, I want to say like maybe 10 videos started blowing up. Girl, me too. I'm
Oh
getting
yeah, I
nervous.
saw that video. Yeah, you ate.
There was the which one? There was three of them at the time. There was one that was like, I was born. It's my birthday in an African home, of course. Blah 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 blah. That was the first one. The second one was the one where it's like you forget your fast and secular music, and then came the blender video. So, mind you,
Oh, I love that video. That video was
this
so good. If
I
I could
would.
repost it a million times, I would. Because the
Amen.
struggle.
I didn't know so many people actually related to that. I'm like, this is just my personal experience. Every
Yes,
time I'm trying to make a
girl.
smoothie, I'm tasting habanero pepper,
Yeah. Spicy smoothies. It's not fun. It's not
spicy
fun.
smoothies. But the time that I was making those videos, I didn't have anything in my mind that like, okay, I wanted to make money or I wanted to blow up or anything. It was just me making videos. Then I see that it started blowing up and girl, I got scared. And I was like, I'm going on a fast and I'm hiding. Cause I was like, one thing about me is like, okay, God, I don't want to get prideful, period. Absolutely. So once I started seeing the numbers rack up, it was kind of like, okay, this is cool. But I think there was one day in particular that I knew I was going on a fast. I was like, God, we're going on a fast. Let me post this video, hop up. Girl, like,
oh my God,
skyrocketed. Like, people at church are coming to me, the little kids, I saw you on my TikTok. You know, the aunties are coming. Oh, stop. I saw this TikTok. What is it?
I'm no way. You must have gone viral on Facebook too. You didn't even know.
No. Why I gotta be Facebook?
WhatsApp. Yes. The aunties to see it, they must have been spreading it on WhatsApp.
It had to be WhatsApp and Facebook for real.
Yeah.
But I remember that time I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I was hiding in the sense to protect myself from growing in that pride because I didn't want to become prideful. But then I also realized too that I caught myself in a little bit of a cahoots because some time before I went to a church program and one of the ministers was prophesying. He said, I see someone here who has like creativity for social media influence and I see you taking Jesus far. So me, I'm there and I was like, oh, I felt that. I was like, I receive it. And then like it was only a couple months after that I realized, oh my gosh, that was that. I started blowing up, then I started hiding. And for me personally, I thought it was wisdom to hide so that like my pride wouldn't get big. But in doing that, I didn't see that God was actually using that platform to spread the gospel. And so it sent me into like a, oh my gosh, like God, what am I even doing on social media? And I'm posting funny stuff and the funny stuff is blowing up. But when I post the Christian stuff,
doesn't blow up.
And so it really sent me into a loop that, okay, God, what is my niche? Am I just going to be posting funny, goofy stuff about my life? Or am I going to, you know, glorify you? So that was something that I was in for quite a while. And I was like, God, I mean, this is where the enemy's trying to like confuse me. I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to post goofy stuff until I really blow up. And then I'm going to
hit him with the, hit him from
like,
the corner.
I was like, strategy. This is strategy.
Yeah. You was hyping yourself up. Yeah. Odogu.
I was really hyping myself up. And I really felt like, at that point, who am I deceiving? Because it's like, I came on this platform to glorify Christ. But then, you know, I find myself like, this is fun. Let me show more about myself.
So,
I know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. I think that is absolutely, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
Yeah. But I was definitely talking to my friends about that the other day. And I was just saying like, I think there's a huge difference between Christian influencers and influencers who are Christian.
Talk
to me. And so when I was really exploring that, I was just thinking like, okay, there are people out here like on social media who their whole niche, like kind of how we are, like we try and make it about like their niche is Jesus in a sense. Yeah. So like everything they're doing is tied to Jesus in a way, but there are also many people in this world who are, let's say their content, their niche is fashion, for example. All they do is make outfit videos. All they do is dress up to the glory of the Lord. Some of them it's like, you know, my favorite are like modesty videos. I love the modest fashion. Now that's the only thing they make. They don't make anything else. They just make that fashion video. But at the same time, they claim Christ. They claim Christ. They claim to be a follower of Christ in the midst of that content.
Yeah.
Now, those are two different things because at the end of the day, I do truly do believe that the person who is a Christian influencer, they brand themselves as a Christian influencer. That is your identity on social media, right?
Yeah.
Now, everybody else, for example, like say we have like Justin Bieber. He's a singer that just so happens to be Christian. Mm. Now, if we're holding that person and
say, don't come and start this thing, you know, people are going to be listening to say, Justin Bieber ain't been a Christian.
I know. I should have used a different example.
No, but you're good.
But, you know, let's say, I don't want to name names, but let's say a great man of God who's actually like, they make videos about the Bible. They make videos about what's going on in our generation, talking about the end time. Mm-hmm. And we got just, you know, somebody who they make fashion content and, you know, they're a Christian, they're a believer. Mm-hmm. There is a higher standard in a way for both. Yes. but mainly for the person who is openly professing Jesus Christ. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's anything wrong to have a separate niche. Maybe you're a makeup, beauty, fashion type person, but you are a branded under Christ in a way. Like, you're not necessarily a Christian influencer. You may be an influencer that's just Christian, and that's okay too. I think that in the midst of that, for both parties, at the end of the day, there is a standard. You have to remember that the moment you open your lips to profess that you are a follower of Jesus, people are watching.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that people tend to forget. Now, if you're, it's nothing wrong that you're making fashion content, and you know, you don't have to put Bible verses in every post. You don't have to put talk about Jesus, or when things arise, you don't have to address all the things that are going on in the Christian community. But at the end of the day, you claim Christ, right? And so you have to live to that standard. People are watching you. So they're like, okay, automatically, the moment they know that you're a Christian, you claim Christ, that's the moment they start watching you, and they validate their own actions because of you. Now, if you're a Christian fashion influencer and you go and you start dressing provocatively and not modestly, there will be people who will look up to your content and follow your influence and say, well, this girl dresses like that, so surely I can be a Christian and dress like that. Right. That's where it becomes an issue. And so at the end of the day, I believe that there is a standard. There's truly a huge standard for anybody that opens their mouth and professes Christ, whether you are a Christian influencer or you're just, you're doing your thing and you openly profess that you are a believer. You don't have to have your Bible open every day on your story. You don't have to. It's your life is your testimony. And people tend to forget that. The way you live, the way you carry yourself. We are in this world, but not of this world. And so people should see a difference between you and the next big thing on social media. I mean, they should see a difference between you and, I don't know who's Christian, I don't know who's not on social media, but they should be able to distinguish you, because we have the fruit. There is the fruits of the Spirit, and people should be able to discern that even through your fashion content. And that just leads me to literally what an influencer is to me. It's hard to even call myself a Christian influencer, because at the end of the day, everyone is a Christian influencer. At the end of the day, everyone is influencing in their own way. The word literally says in Matthew 28:19, after my church, shout out to y'all, it says to go out and make disciples of all men. We are all commanded that commandment, right? And so at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, you do it to the glory of God. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, so whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, everything should be done to the glory of God. So there is no difference. There shouldn't be any difference between a stay-at-home mom who's taking care of two kids and a woman who is, or a man who is traveling the world and evangelizing to third world countries. In the kingdom of God, these two people are of great influence. They are both just as great. We are all called to influence, but we are all called to steward it well. So if you're going to be a mom, be a great mom. If you're going to be an evangelist, be a great evangelist. If you're going to be a worship leader, be a great worship leader. And in every capacity, we are all influencing people around us. They are watching us, and they are looking at us by the word of our testimony and the action of our spirit. And at the end of the day, it will transpire in the physical, and people are watching. And that alone will be a gospel spread to the world.
Seriously. No, wow. Girl, hold up. I'm about to edit some audience sound there. No, honestly, because what you're saying even kind of brings me back to the point that I was mentioning. It's kind of like, as you develop a social media presence, what is your heart intention? And then also, what identity are you placing online? Because now you've kind of showed us there's the Christian influencer where everything is Christian. And then there's the, this is my life, and let me also show you how Christ influences that. And so for those who are upcoming, who are trying to figure out whatever you're doing, like, keep that in mind. And that's, I think that's what one of the struggles I was facing. I was like, God, I still want to post me. And then I also want to post you, but is it wrong? It's simple if I post me. So I'm glad that you were able to lay that out, because it gives me a more holistic view of my influence. And I think one of the things too I want to mention is that sometimes you are the only Bible people will read.
Absolutely.
And so what you project, what you exude is what people will see and see Christ. And so it makes me wonder, like, okay, I want to make sure that even if I'm posting something and it's not about God, but it's about my life and it's about the way I live my life, I want people to see that and glorify God.
Absolutely.
And I know there's a scripture, I wish I could tell it to you. There's a scripture that says, I want to say it's in Proverbs, but be There's a level that you get to with God that even your enemies will start to glorify God for you.
Yes,
You know, there's a
yes.
way that you go about, and your enemies will no longer hate you, but they actually like look at
Absolutely.
you and praise God for you. And that's
Absolutely.
where I feel like all Christians and even influencers need to get, so that even if we're like not even doing nothing, like we're just sipping coffee, it's kind of like, wow, God, like she shines.
Literally. And I'm so glad you said that, because remember when I told you I took like a break and I, well, all that good stuff. So when I went back to nursing school, I actually stopped making content altogether, because I was like, I need to focus on school. I had stopped for so long, but in the midst of all that, I was still like posting here and there, like little stories, little something here and there, just something. But at the end of it all, I when I came in person with people, they would come up to me and say like, man, I just love the way you live your life. Like, you live in so much joy. Like, I see your stories. Like, they're watching. The moment you,
They're
I'm telling you, the moment you
watching.
profess Christ, they are watching heavy. And so
But
people
even those
literally
who
came
don't
up to
even
me.
know that you're Christian too.
Right. Exactly. And like, even when I started working, when I went to school, like, they wouldn't even know that I'm Christian yet. But they were like, man, you're just always so, like, I love your stories. Like, I love the way you live. You're just good, clean, fun. Like, literally, just, it's so amazing. And I love how you said, like, you wanted to show your personality, but you still wanted to show Christ. Who said they have to, they can't coexist? The beauty of being a human being, which is something that the angels may not have the benefit of, the cherubim do not have the benefit of, and certainly the demons don't have the benefit of. We are the one creation. We are made in God's image, right? We all possess little pieces of God the Father. And because we were made in Jesus's image, we possess, we all, that's where the gifts come in, right? And so we are all going to have different personalities. We have a sense. Why do you think we all have a sense of humor? God has
Oh,
a sense of
literally.
humor. Why do you think we can sing? God created singing, God created dancing, God created all these amazing things that we all possess separately. We all don't have all the gifts in one, you know. Everybody one, you got it too. But at the end of the day, we all possess a few gifts that the Lord, that all stems from the Lord. And that's one of my favorite things to think about our Father, because we all have something amazing to offer in amazing ways. And the way people show and shine the light of Christ in their own unique ways is the most amazing thing to see. I don't know if you've seen it. There's this guy who cooks foods according to the book of the Bible. Have you
Shut
seen that guy on
up.
TikTok?
No.
Girl, I have to send it to you. He
Please
will
do.
read the scripture and cook that meal. I'm telling you,
How?
It's the best thing I've ever seen. It's
Because
the
I'm
best
getting
thing.
Like fruits of the spirit fruit salad, right?
Yeah,
But like
not even. It's like, okay, say like he was talking about manna and the what's the bird that they ate in the Israelites when they were in the wilderness? It was the manna that fell from heaven, and there was a bird they were eating.
Is it turtle dove?
Is
No,
it,
please,
no, it's not turtle dove. There was a bird they were eating. It was their source of, because they were complaining. They were like, Lord, we have no bread. The Lord sent manna from heaven. Lord, we have no meat. He sent that bird. I forgot what the bird is
Quail.
Called. Quail, thank you.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Sent the quail from heaven as well. And the man was making like a quail dish. Then he made a manna dish. It was insane. And I'm like, this is what the Lord
I
is.
Love that.
It's nothing crazy. Nothing
crazy.
He's just, it's just his gift. He's a professional chef. And he's using it to the glory of God. And that's why the word says, everything you do, do it to the glory of God. So it's not wrong to have your personality. And that's something I struggled with too. Because I'm like, Lord, I make Christian, like I make some funny content sometimes. I dance sometimes. And it's looked down upon in the Christian community, you know, dancing, listening to Christian rap, like anything rise, you know, the Christian community starts shaking. And it's like, I don't know if this one is saved or like, But at the end of the day, we tend to forget that God created these things and he put them in me. These are gifts that he gave me. And if I can steward it to his glory, it's fine. Because at the end of the day, everything that's in this earth that's evil is what God created, but perverted.
Right.
Good is evil is the absence of good, is the absence of God. It's not like God created evil. It's the absence of goodness. So at the end of the day, dancing is not evil. It's just been perverted, right? And so anything can be used to the glory of God, and there shouldn't be shame, because there's so many unique things. And that's what I try and center my content on. I want people to come on my page, look at my content, and see, wow, you can actually live a clean, sin-free life and still have fun and still laugh and still have joy and still have peace in the name of Jesus. That's what I want people to get from me personally every time they come on my page.
Yeah, and it makes sense because some people have this idea that Christians don't have fun. Like, and that used to just like piss me off because I'm like, do you people think that we just sit like all day? Like,
amen,
no.
Amen. Mother Mary.
Right.
Mother,
like, of course, we have those moments where we are in the spirit. Like, those moments. But then there's also the day to day life. Like, we have to eat food like the rest of everybody else. We got to listen to music. I thank God for the variety of life that comes with being a Christian. Like, the fact that you have Christian R&B, Christian rap, Christian trap.
Country.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Christian country.
Christian? Yes.
Send it to me.
There's even Christian. There's Christian K-drama. Like K-pop. Christian K-pop.
You're lying.
I'm not even joking. Christian, I'm a piano Christian, Afrobeats. Christian,
Jesus is like.
I'm telling you, what a great generation to be alive. I'm telling you. This
I'm
past
telling
generation
you.
Is gonna happen. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you mentioned something about dancing, which really speaks to me because I really feel like at heart, I'm a dancer.
So
before
is.
I really
And you're a great one at that.
Oh, glory to God, please. But before I really took God seriously, I think I was like 13, 14. So every day in my house, we were always playing music. That's one thing about our household. We're going to play music. So at that time, I wanted to be like a Zonto dancer. You know what I'm saying? One of these people who go viral, like,
Chop
you know,
Daily.
Chop Daily. I wanted to be a regular on Chop Daily. So literally, I would listen to like the Zontos and this. And I was part of several dance groups. So in my mind, in the future, that's where I'm going. We making videos, we going up. I remember one day in particular, you know, I'm dancing and I felt like the Holy Spirit, like, this is when I really started tapping in. He pulled me out. Like, I'm still there, but he pulled me out and he was like, would you leave all of this for me? I'm like, at the time, I'm like, I don't know about that guy because I'm this. Dancing is a part of me, she can't license. But over time, my heart grew to the point where I was able to say yes. Maybe around the age of like 15, I really started taking God seriously. And so to this day, like the most music I could tell you that I know was like the Vito and like old songs. Cause I stopped keeping up with it. I can sing to it, but I don't look it up on my phone. I remember at some point I stopped dancing and I stopped trying to listen to the music, the Afrobeat music. And I was really trying to, you know, go like straight into God because you know there's this there's a school of thought that's kind of like when you go into Christ no more Afrobeats like that and when I stopped dancing mind you I opened a dance business as well
you did it's, and it was fun I, and it was fun
amen
I attended
you did I have to find the video and post it
I absolutely did oh don't God. Find that video no
that's good I forgot about that
no it's but, okay
at the time, so 2018, I launched a dance studio and I offered praise dance. What is it? Praise dance, traditional African dance, Afro beats, and liturgical dance. Something. I think I got the dates wrong. I said 15, but in 2018, I definitely was 17. But at the time, I was wrestling with, you know, should I even be offering Afro beats? Because I have some of my aunties and they're just like, Sabrina, like, you dance, but use it for the Lord. Use it for the Lord.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I can't dance Afrobeats no more. Right. And I really, 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 really struggled. Long story short, I stopped dancing and God was like, no, I gave you this ability to dance. Now, it may not be for the Afrobeat sector because at some point he was really revealing me what I was dancing. Everything, booty, 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 booty. And as long to and life is good, but it's like none of that was glorifying to God and it wasn't glorifying to my spirit. And so I was like, okay, God, you want me to dance for your glory. Got it. Started getting more into praise dance, but still the Afrobeats, I didn't hold on.
Hold on you.
Girl,
yes.
I was in ASA all the four college
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they had one here, I probably would still dance. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, but I've come to the point where I'm like, okay, God, my dancing is to glorify you and nothing else. So sometimes we do have to sacrifice some things in order to really give it to God.
Absolutely.
It's going to be hard, but it's going to be dope.
It is, girl. Literally, honestly, same. Like I said, that's why we mesh so well with that because I was also the same way. ASA, I mean, even did ASA dance coordinating. Not even. I was coordinating the choreography. For them, so it's like it was really hard, and it's sad because literally during that time, like my first few years of college, right before I got saved, my first year of college, I had been posting dance videos. People were hyping me. People were loving it.
Right.
Olamide reposted us
Olamide
dancing.
himself.
Olamide himself. It's still on his page. Go check it. But
Wow. Truth girls, like, go check me out.
nah, don't check me. Don't check me. It's probably God. But literally, like, I was deep in it. And when I said I was so convicted, like, when I first came to Christ, I was so convicted. I was like, man, I can't dance anymore. But it's such a big part of me. I was like, it's so sad. Like, I was like, God, you telling me I can't play Afrobeats at my wedding? You telling me I
Same.
can't? You telling me I can't play Afrobeats at my grad party was in July. I was like, I can't play Afrobeats at my grad party. I know Christian Afrobeats is great. Granted,
Right.
if it's a party just for me, I would have played just the Christian Afrobeats.
Yeah.
But you know what? You have aunties, uncles, people who don't understand, people of the world. They're
Yeah.
there, and it's definitely hard. And it was very hard facing legalism at the time, which I. It's a huge part of my testimony. Huge, 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 huge. Something I used to battle with really hard. And just understanding that there is freedom in Christ, that
Yeah.
there is joy in Christ, and that we are not under the old covenant. We are under a new covenant. And
Yeah.
we are, you know, we have freedom, we have free will. And obviously, you know, not everything that is permissible is beneficial. And you shouldn't
Ooh.
do everything that you're allowed to.
Come
And you
on,
have to do
Romans.
everything with wisdom. But at the end of the day, it's not that it's not allowed. At the end, like you said, God gave me this gift so I can steward it better. And that's something that I still, you know, battle with as well. Something I definitely want to, like, with the music that's coming out now, there's so many opportunities for amazing dance challenges, amazing things to just dance with. And I really do. I dance with my sisters in the living room
Yeah.
sometimes. They are so in love with the Christian music that I share. And
Yeah.
obviously, you know, it's not just you come to Christ and you just have to listen to fully Christian. I always tell people, like, there's a difference between worldly and secular, right? And
Yeah,
that's
ooh,
something that I
work it out.
learned. That's something I learned from Jackie Pierce. I gotta give her that credit. But I remember she was saying how, like, happy birthday to you, like the happy birthday song, it's literally a secular song. But is it evil? Would any Christian be like, I can't sing that song, it's secular?
Right.
No, they wouldn't, because it's not inherently bad, it's not inherently evil. But at the end of the day, it's still not glorifying Christ. You know, it's a birthday
Yeah.
song. And so with secular music, there's secular music in the world that, you know, it doesn't necessarily, you know, talk about sex, money, drugs, all the evil things, or it's not something that will actually kill your spirit, because the Bible says be careful what you let in your ears and
Yeah.
what you let your eyes see, right? And so you have to be careful what you're consuming. And that goes for everything, the movies you watch, the podcasts you listen to, all the
Yeah.
different things. And at the end of the day, there is no one should be judging you. If you're like, oh, well, you know, I listen to a certain type of music, but there's also wisdom. You have to be careful. So
Yeah.
at the end of the day, like, I still, like, for my party, I refer back to that. I actually ended up going through a very thorough playlist. I handpicked the songs and I
Wow.
gave it to my DJ and I said, these are the only Afro beats you are allowed to play.
Wow.
I refuse. If you, I literally told him, I said, if you play oh, New Rema and Naira Marley, you are not getting
Oh.
half your money. I'm telling you right now. I told him straight up, I was not playing up about it, because I will be in this world, but I will not be of this world.
Come
And so at the end
on.
of the day, I will, because Jesus still went to his first miracle was at a wedding. You
Yeah.
think they were playing "Holy Are You God" at that wedding?
They
I'm like, they
were
was
playing
playing.
Odeba,
They were
Odeba,
going crazy. They were probably going crazy. Like, he was at a wedding. He was not like, I'm not going to that wedding to play secular music. Jesus didn't do that. Even though he went amongst us, so he did not compromise. And that's
Yeah.
the thing that people need to remember. So at the end of the day, like, we have to be careful with what we let into our ears. So I will not let myself be bullied by the enemy and be held down when God has given me freedom that I'm not bound in anymore. I can listen to the romance Afrobeats, like, you know, oh yeah, oh yeah,
Another,
like, I'm listening to my wedding Afrobeat
yeah.
songs. There's nothing wrong. The Lord loves marriage. The Lord honors a union. So what's wrong with my wedding Afrobeat song? Not saying all secular music is good, but we
Right.
have to use wisdom and discretion. And so that's where it comes into, like, dancing, just being careful. And you know, when I'm at parties, once they play a song that's in, like, really bad, talking about some crazy stuff, I sit down. Me and my girls, we draw a line. We are like, we will be dancing. Oh yeah, and the moment they start saying, you hear Naira Marley talking about sex, that's the moment we just shimmy to the side, find an excuse to, hey, let's go take a picture over there. Oh, let's go grab a water.
Right.
That's our water break moment. That's our
Yeah.
let's go, you know, take off our heels moment. It's just we and people see that. We will not compromise. We will not. I know we're in this space because I'm not going to not come to your wedding just because you're playing secular music. No, I'm just not going to compromise. There is a verse in the Bible that literally talks about he rebuked the disciples. There was, I forgot which disciple did it, but there was a rebuke. I think Paul rebuked the disciples and said that you should not be, you should not like look down on the Gentiles and different things just because they do certain things. Mm-hmm. That when you go to different places, I think I'm mixing two verses, but when you go to places, you can partake, be with them. Mm-hmm. But if they say they offer that food up to God, don't eat it, don't partake.
Yeah.
And if there's certain things, you pray over it. And there's certain things, you go into spaces and you just don't compromise.
Yeah.
But you set a standard, and that's where you differ from the world.
Come on.
And so, yeah, that's definitely, I mean, dancing girl, you dance so well. Don't let your light be dimmed. Just continue to like set a standard and don't compromise it. Continue to show your dance moves to the glory of God. Shimmy for the Lord. Amen.
Glory to God. Yeah, no, I think something that you mentioned is something that I think a lot of Christians are struggling with, because like, it isn't like the music is not good. What?
Yeah.
These songs.
So good.
How can you, it's like your body just naturally responds.
Yeah,
to
it. Absolutely. Especially so, as a Nigerian or Ghanaian or African.
Oh my gosh. You it's just hard. There. The beats just can your bones just start moving.
Yeah, so it's like,
how do you even navigate being able to like, what can you listen to? What can you not listen to? And this is where honestly, personal conviction comes from.
Absolutely. Discernment.
Discernment and personal conviction. Because some point I was like, no secular music, no nothing. And then I was like, after a while, I was like, Jesus, I'm kind of bored. And so I feel like, and I'm glad that you went through that thorough process, even at your party. Like, we can listen to this and we're not going to listen to this. Because
absolutely.
I feel like even when we listen to songs that are not proclaiming Christ, I feel like there are songs that are okay. Because I remember there was a time where there was, do you know Bill Withers?
Not sure.
Bill Withers, he has this song. It's like, when you wake up in the morning.
I love that song.
So it's like, I listen to that and I'm like, God, this has nothing to do. Well, let me not even say that because.
Not even, because sometimes it's worship and they don't know it.
Yes. Why? Okay, no, because when you put it like that, in my mind, I'm thinking, if it doesn't say Jesus, I'm not listening to it. But then you get really, really, really legalistic and really religious with stuff like that.
Yep,
and so today, to this day, I'm going to sit here and I'm not going to say like, oh, I never listen to Afrobeats.
But I
do say I'm very conscious about what my spirit can allow and what it can't allow. During COVID, God really revealed to me, girl, R&B ain't for you. And the thing is, I love me some R&B. Boys to Men, New Edition, all of these slow love songs, like, it will put you in a mood. But the Holy Spirit was like, you wondering why you're getting all these lustful dreams and lustful thoughts. And then you're listening to the song that says, there's a meeting in my bedroom. Hey, how can you not have demonic dreams? The enemy is meeting you in your bedroom. Ow. Nah, girl. The Lord called me out.
That's so real. Literally me being the biggest I've ever always listening to slow Ariana Grande. Billie Eilish, wondering why I'm always sad, always depressed.
Billie Eilish will send you into depression.
No,
what he said.
Heavy.
Yeah.
The moment I hear, God, I hope someday, I'm like,
Jesus.
The next thing you know, I have no reason to be sad. Tears are running down my eyes.
Tears. Black tears. Like the pictures.
Literally. Like, it's so bad. The Lord is looking at me like, I'm like, God, I need help. I'm sad. Why do you think you're sad?
So why do you think you're sad? You know what it was for me? I think one of the hardest ones to give up was Adele. Love her.
I love her too.
Oh, Jesus. I grew up on Adele. I love 21, 25, 28, all of the albums. Set Fire to the Rain. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there was a time where, like, every time I'd listen to her, you know, I bought my first Beats when I was in high school, and I would I put them on my ears and I was playing songs, and I realized, wow, the volume was high, but also the songs were powerful.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I sad while listening to this? And I didn't realize that the songs were fluctuating my emotions like nobody's business.
Yeah,
I was like, girl, I know you love you some love songs, but you're gonna have to tap out. And it hurt me. It hurt me because to this day, I love her voice. If a song comes on, I'll sing her to karaoke, but there's a point where God is like, okay, like, it's okay.
Enough
like,
is enough. Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same way. And music wasn't even the biggest struggle for me. I actually was like a cold turkey, switched to Christian music girl, and that's really all I listen to. I mean, I'll put on Afrobeats once in a while, but it's not like full choke hold on me. That's something that the Lord really helped me with. But my struggle was more with movies and shows. That is still a struggle to today. Girl, I love me a good Renaissance theme or dystopian sci-fi. I love all that type of stuff. And sometimes, oh my gosh, do you know how hard it was to stop myself from watching the new season of Bridgerton?
Are we about to confess?
We absolutely are, because we're very open and honest. I don't know about
Come
y'all,
on,
but
come
I'm a
on.
very open, honest, transparent person. Let me tell you, things like Bridgerton, it's so hard because as a single Christian woman, it is very hard to watch those type of things and not desire it for yourself, right? And so at the end of the day, our biggest downfall as women specifically, I mean, men do it too, but really women do, is daydream and have
That
images in our mind and
fantasizing.
fantasizing. It is so dangerous to the Christian woman, both men and women, but really to the Christian woman, because the moment you meet a guy and you say hi, you're already picturing your life with him. You're already trying to see how many kids you've had with him. You're already trying to see how you introduced him to the family. You have planned your whole future. In fact, there's no point of God helping you again. You've already planned your whole future for yourself. So
Jesus.
it's like things like Bridgerton did nothing but send your mind on a spiral. The way I fell so hard into sin when I first watched the first season, and then I grew in my because I'm very open honest. Like I used to have a porn and masturbation addiction, and so that was really something that it really tore me up. That was back in college when I finally got saved and I started getting sanctified in the Lord. You know, season two came out. I didn't watch it. I held strong. I held fast.
Hello.
Season three came out, and
Was
I'm
it a
like,
Queen Charlotte?
Queen Charlotte. I was like, oh, I'm a strong believer now. I can skip the sex scenes. I'll be fine.
Girl.
Who was I kidding? The Lord was just laughing at me. I watched that thing and I fell 10 times harder. All my progress gone.
Jesus.
All my progress gone. I had to start over. And I was literally telling the Lord, I was like, Lord, I literally need your help. I can't do this without you. I'm not as strong as I think. And I need you to help me. And that's how the next season came out. Took everything in me. Didn't watch it. Proud of myself. But it's a journey. And I'm not going to hold fast to those times that I fell. That doesn't define me. The Lord said, get back up, my child. He told the
Come
woman
on.
who had just came out of adultery, he told her, get up. Where are your accusers? Go and sin no more. And that is what he tells every one of his children every time. I'm not saying that you should do the sin expecting to just ask for forgiveness. But he said, get up and sin no more. And that's what I took it as. And I was like, I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to. I was very downcast by that. I was not going to let it hold me down that long and that hard. And I told the Lord, I'm going to get up and sin no more. And ever since then, it's been an endless journey. And now I really filter. Now that it was a great experience because it was a learning experience. I learned that I'm not as strong as I think. And I think I can skip these scenes and I can watch this. I can do that. There's so many things I just choose not to watch because I'm a very visual person. The moment I see it, it's ingrained in my mind.
Oh my
And so
gosh.
I really need to keep my eyes at bay. I can hear and forget, but I will see and remember. And I just, that's just knowing myself. So I have to know that when I'm watching a show, I just don't compromise. I try not to. And you know, when I'm with people, I'm like, oh well, I can't watch that movie. I can't watch the show. I just got to be really careful. And so, yeah, girl, it's
No,
tough
because
out here.
it's tough, and it honestly shows you how wicked the devil is. Because
Absolutely.
while you're debating, it's like, bro, you're mature. Just watch it. You just skip through the sex scenes, or just even lower the volume, or don't even look at it. So you're like, like I'm good. So now you start watching it. You start. The thing is, you can't avoid it. Even like watching anything on TV now, Netflix, Hulu, you can't avoid it. It's always going to be there.
Absolutely,
So
absolutely.
just you're there. You're thinking that you can overcome. Then you start having thoughts. You start having dreams. You start having encounters with people. And then the enemy starts accusing you. Ah, God, is that my child that said? And they were done with the point of masturbation. Do you see them now? And it's like the enemy will push you to your edge and then be like, okay, God. So I feel like we need to do exactly what you said, where it's you don't put it past yourself. You recognize,
Absolutely.
God, I am weak. I am a
Absolutely.
weakling.
But
I
we
will
serve
give
a
up every
strong God.
okay. And God's strength is made whole in our weakness when we are able to recognize that, like, God, if you put me in a room with lust,
I'm
I'm
done for.
falling. I'm done for.
I'm cursed. Absolutely.
Whenever you can
Absolutely.
confess that, then the Lord is going to be able to help you to even set
There's freedom in confession. Yes.
There's so much freedom.
Literally, like you said, it all starts. There's one of my favorite verses. I think it's in James. I can't remember. I didn't pull it up. But it says that sin starts as a small, small seed. Sin doesn't manifest itself out of nowhere in a full-blown flower. It starts as a small seed, then it grows as you water it, as you entertain those thoughts, as you entertain those shows, as you entertain that music. It starts to water that little seed of temptation. Mm-hmm. That's why the Lord says flee from sexual immorality. He says flee, not sit and wait at the fence. You feel me? He wants us to catch it early. Kill that temptation in that moment. And that goes through accountability.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need accountability partner, it goes through people. Because sometimes you are not strong by yourself. Sometimes you need to phone up a friend. Hey, pray for me.
Yeah,
I'm weak right now.
Yeah,
distract me because I'm weak right now. You feel me? And it really takes some accountability. Everything takes accountability. So absolutely. That it's so beautiful that you said that.
Oh my gosh! And if you have a friend that comes to you and is very honest, please don't judge them. Be there for them, because there are times where friends came up to me. I'm like, you're good. Like God's grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
Tell it over my dead body again. I would now say, let me know what you need. I will call you up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You need to be active.
Active. Breaking bread, fellowship. We can't just be doing all this little gra-gra, all this little small talk. We're past all that. Yeah. We are going to be one body. We are going to be in the same heaven. At the end of the day, we need to help ourselves, hold ourselves accountable so that we can all get to the same end destination, which is the Father. The Father, not even heaven, the Father, to not be separated from his presence, because everybody needs help. We are all sinful beings. Anybody that says he does not have sin is a liar.
Yeah.
Everyone needs help. So you are not anyone to judge anyone else's actions, because that's where God met you. And God did not judge you in that moment. He brought you where you were and comforted you and loved you into righteousness. And so it's so important, man. It's so, so important, man. It's I go hours for that, because it's eating our generation alive, and we need it.
It is eating us up, and we don't even realize it.
We don't. And that's why this transparency is so needed in this generation. That's why we do need, it's so good to have Christian influence. I know a lot of people think, social media is such a weapon now. We don't need Christian influencers. It's going too far, which in a sense it is, it's so beautiful to see, now that we're in an age of technology, to see people. You open your phone, you're able to see other people live their lives in Christ and say, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. If they're waiting till marriage, I can do it too.
Oh my gosh, there's nothing that's good like a testimony of, we were together for 4 years, 8 years, and we never had sex. It's like, what? You are my hero.
Like, I what was the prayer? Amen. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. It's so neat. It's such a huge encouragement. And that's why it's like, people bash Christian influences, but they're such a great addition to the body of Christ. Literally. It's such an amazing thing. Use your gifts to the glory of God and help others on their walk. Mm-hmm. It's not evil. But I do want to ask you though,
to me.
So how I said, it's going too far. I know we have a level where we've gotten to where we have Christian influencers, and we also have Christian celebrities. What do you feel about the whole Christian celebrity situation? Going to the Grammys level, the whole world knows your name, high status, you're at the level of talking to people of high places in Hollywood. You're able to talk to people like Beyonce, Ciara, all these different people, you're just at a really high status that the world and the Christian community know you.
Yeah.
You just gain, and it's not your fault. You just gain a lot of fame. You have a lot of favor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where God may want you, but it's like, then we have people almost like worshiping them, almost like really exalting them. And they're Christian celebrities instead of Christian influence.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So with that, I'm going to reference Denzel Aiken. He said something this was Apostle Joshua Selman. The higher he goes, the lower he goes in prayer.
Jesus.
The more influence he gets, the lower and the more humble he comes to God in prayer. And that has been my prayer, because the thing is, we don't want to be Christians with no influence. Because if we are actually called to go out and make disciples of all nations, that means we need people to see us. Absolutely. You know, it says it that we are the light of the world. Yeah. We're a city on a hilltop. And the hilltop is high. So some of us were on low hills. Yeah. Some of us were on high hills. And sometimes, you know, the celebrities that get to a high hill, they start to wave by a little bit.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, God has literally...
The thing is that
Is it good? Okay, it's good now. But no, literally, God has called us to be that influence, no matter how high it takes us. Because at the end of the day, we have to realize that the light that we're showing is not us, but it's actually Christ. Now, with the thing about the celebrities, me personally, I have no problem with it. It's just, what are you doing in those spaces that you are in? Because the Bible says, I believe this is 2 Corinthians 5:17. If not, I'll correct it on the screen. But come out from among them and be ye separate. And so if God has called you out from among them, then when you are in the midst of them, they should clearly see that you are separate. That nothing that's judgmental, but it's like, I wonder why we all turning up on this lean and they're participating. I'm wondering why we all dressed with our chest out, butt out, legs out.
Yeah.
And they look cute, but they're not showing too much.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need people who God can trust to have such a heavy level of influence, but still proclaim the gospel in their lives. I feel like it's a little tricky now because we have a lot of celebs who, or people who are becoming celebs, and they get into these spaces and it's like, they're compromising small. And then we start questioning like, okay, are you really a Christian?
Right.
Why are you wearing that to the Grammys? Why are you posting it on your social media? And so even with that, I feel like it's two part. For us who are watching them, we do need to have a little bit of grace, because when you enter into dark spaces, although your mandate is to maintain the light, sometimes you can allow certain things to dim your light. But then on the other side, it's also, as you are entering into these spaces, be mindful to be extreme. Like, because the darkness finds a way to sound sweet and nice, know that your perspective can shift from God to darkness. So you do have to be a little bit extreme. Like, okay, I'm not going to wear this. I know that this is what my designer has me wearing, but Charlie, I'm not doing that.
Absolutely.
So that's how I feel about that.
That's really good, Savvy. That was so good. Please. Really, that definitely ties into what I was going to say. I think that, like you said, like the first thing you said, like about the more you go higher, the more you pray down. Like, it's, that is so important. I literally, I think it's in Matthew 20:26. It says that it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant.
Amen.
And I think people tend to forget that with great influence comes greater responsibility. And it's like, once we're at a level of high influence, like obviously God gave you that gift. God gave you that to your to the Lord's benefit. You know, we're the hands and feet of Jesus, but he gave you those gifts to glorify him. And the moment you start using it for yourself, you see pride creeping, you start compromising because people are watching. You want to fit in. You want to, like, that's where you start drawing. We miss that line. Like I said, we don't compromise. That is where we miss it, because at the end of the day, you're doing this for the Lord. You forget your why.
Yeah.
And in forgetting your why, you start living in more pride. There's more pride and there's more me focused, and you're worried about what you want to do rather than what the Lord wants you to do. And we lose the plot. And it's so important, because we must humble ourselves, because Jesus is the greatest ruler that ever walked this earth, right? And so, but look at how he lived. Yeah. He didn't have a house. He didn't have a horse. He didn't have chariots. And he came in a way that people least expected the Messiah to come.
Yeah.
And with that, it's so beautiful to see. I think that's why I love Jesus so much, because he had every right to brag. He had every right to be cocky. He had every right to destroy us as we were and just flex on us. Mm-hmm. But he walked in so much humility that is so hard for me to fathom. As ruler of the universe, ruler of all, creator of us, literally, he looked at his disciples and knew he created them. He knew what he was thinking when he made them.
Yeah.
Like, but he treated them like his peers.
Yeah.
It's insane to think. And it also says in 1 Peter 5, it says, so I exhort the leaders among you as followers and elders and witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you. Exercise oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. And I think that just kind of sums Christian influencing in a nutshell. You know, being able to, one, it says do it willingly, eagerly, not for selfish gain, not for, it literally says, and tend to the flock, leading by example. And that's what we've discussed here today. We've literally said it so many times. And just being able to live out your life in a way that will show people that, man, there is something different. And that's why Jesus gained popularity in the first place. He lived a life that was so different to the Jews. They're like, I've never seen this kind of thing before. I've never seen someone that tells you love your enemies and bless those that curse you. I've never seen anyone that tells you to help one another, to love thy neighbor, and live it out. Because it's been in the Old Testament, it's been in the commandments. People were not living it out. But he was the first one to come and show people it is very possible to live in this flesh and do these things according to the word. And when you're in a place of influence, there, if you're going that high, there's no problem with that. Paul was probably the most famous person. That man was that man was evangelizing, traveling to the different countries. He had so much influence. So much influence. When he died, people were mourning. But he always stewarded so well in the midst, of his peak of fame and peak of what's it called, of popularity. He said that I'm even a chief of sinners. Who has the humility? That is the characteristic of Jesus. Because when you look at someone, you need to see Jesus in them. And that is a characteristic, that is that humility that Jesus also possessed, that no matter how popular he was, he didn't walk and boast. He didn't boast in it. The only thing he could boast in is Jesus Christ and the fact that he's a sinner and that he needs him and that everything he does is not him. It's all Jesus. And that's how we should walk and talk and spread the gospel. And people tend to forget that the more you gain popularity, the more you gain fame, the more you gain influence, the higher the standard for you. You will be called and judged to a higher standard. It's not something to glorify. My pastor talks about it all the time. Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell, he does not like the glory because with more glory comes more judgment. That's more souls on your head. If you do not steward that well, the Lord will hold you accountable to the people that you are shepherding. He said, tend to the flock well, right? And so I think the most important thing to leave with people who choose to be Christian influencers in general, people who want to live a life, it's not something that you do for your own glory. It's not something that you do for your own gain. If you're doing it to be popular and just to be well-known amongst people, you've lost the plot. It is not for you. At the end of the day, it is literally for the glory of God, and it's a great responsibility, and you will be held accountable to that on the last day. And so, you know.
Amen. No, those words were really, really, really good to even wrap up and encapsulate everything that we mentioned about what a Christian influencer is. And I think the last thing I would say is that you reap what you sow.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, like, we see things on the outside and we think it's beautiful and glorious, but whatever the person sowed is reaping bountifully, but the thing behind it is not good. But sometimes you see people who put in the work and they will also reap what they sow. So if you are an upcoming Christian influencer or somebody who's influencing, but you want to put Christ on the scene, like, you will reap what you sow. Keep posting videos. Keep sharing the word of God, because it shouldn't be about views anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you want people to see it, but
For sure.
It's more about Christ and sharing that message. And so keep doing it. Your work is going to pay off. And let me know so I can follow you. You can follow me.
Absolutely. Let me know so I can follow. Because we are all community. At the end of the day, we're going to be in heaven together. There's no status in heaven. I will just see you. You're my sister in Christ and my brother in Christ.
I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh, is that okay from the podcast?
Yeah. I never got to see you on earth because you were across the world, but I see you now.
Speaking of Instagram, how can we get in touch with you? What are your socials?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so my official brand name for like socials is Nisi Ami. There's a whole thing behind that. But you can find me as Niecy and Me on TikTok. And if I ever start a YouTube, it would be under that name as well. But on Instagram, it's AKA Oge because that's my actual name. And yeah, I'm always going to keep it as that just because it's a nice little segue, also known as Oge. And so you can always find me there and join the community. Never be shy. DM me. I would love to commune with you. If you're in Atlanta, I'd love to meet with you and just have brunch and all that good stuff. Let's break bread. Let's have
fun. Yes. And her food be, well, okay. I'm just saying this because I've seen it on Instagram, but I know her food is good because I've made it and I tasted it and it's good.
Period. Yes. Yeah, we can cook together. I can get you a plate. No problem.
We love that. So you guys can also find me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at SabbySpeaks01. That's S-A-B-B, not V-V-Y, Speaks01 on all platforms. If you have more questions about Christian content creating, what standards, what boundaries, what should we post, what should we not post, you know, certain things like that, then let us know and we can come back for a part two.
Sure can.
Yes,
I'd love to be back, and I just want to thank you for having me on here today. I'm honestly so honored and I've loved watching you grow. We've been friends since like high school.
Okay,
I'll tell you, we've both watched each other grow in Christ. And I just love witnessing the women of Christ that you're becoming, and you are just so multi-talented, and I love seeing you walk in your purpose. Amen. And I'm just so honored to be here and that you even asked me to be. I'm literally so honored. I'm not deserving. No, literally, I'm so grateful. Like, this is such a great opportunity, and I'm so thankful to you for having me on. And I just pray the Lord continues to bless all your ministries and all your endeavors in Jesus' name.
Amen. Nah, okay, because while you're praising me on Auntie, let me just say you brought the energy to this podcast. Like,
thank you.
I know the listeners are just laughing and listening, like, yo, who is this girl? And so appreciate you for all of your energy, for how passionate you are about Christ, because it shows in the way that you speak. It shows in the way that you show up for the things of God. So God bless you, girl. And I pray that the next concert you go to, somebody will cover it for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. It's crazy because they can't even, because I've already bought 3 concert tickets. I'm back. Yes.
Where are you going? Who are you watching? Tell us.
Okay, so I'm going. I just went to Madison Ryan Ward.
Yes.
I bought a Hovi ticket. It's next year.
Wow.
I know. And I'm trying to go to Caleb Gordon in Florida. I'm trying. He's performing at Universal, but I might not be able to. Okay. But yeah, those are like some I'm trying to go to.
Wow. See. Okay, don't buy any more because the person will buy the next one.
Amen.
Oh my God. That is so cool because actually literally this week I'm going to a concert with Bree Babineau, Anthony Brown, and Pastor Mike Jr.
Got yeah, you. Girl.
Well, so I hope you have fun. We need to go to a concert together.
Oh my gosh, we do. We're going to be dancing like this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Got you.
Okay. So I'm going to close this out in a prayer. And so if you're listening, please join me. But okay, God bless you. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you so, so, so much for this time where we dug into so many things regarding Christian influencing, heart posture, and just being a disciple and making disciples of all nations. Father, I'm thankful for the platform that you have given both Oge and I to be a light to this generation, oh God. Father, you said that we are a city on a hilltop which should not be hidden, oh God. And this little light of ours, we are going to let it shine, oh God. Father, I pray for every listener that is desiring to be more bold and more courageous about sharing you on their social media platform. Father, I pray that you would give them strategy. I pray that you would give them just wisdom on how to show their personality and show their personality in Christ. Father, I pray for Oge, and I just pray for all of her endeavors, that, Lord, you would multiply her and allow even nurses to see her and praise you because of her lifestyle, God. Father, I pray that anyone who is listening, who is a nurse, that, Father, you would allow the grace that you blessed with Oge with unto them as well in the name of Jesus. That, Father, the challenges that she surpassed, they will also surpass it in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the people who are in business, who are trying to elevate in their ministry, who are just trying to grow as an influencer, period. Father, would you touch them the same way that you touched us, oh God? Would you test their hearts and prove it to be true, oh God? Father, would you allow them to enter spaces and places where people and other Christians are afraid to enter and allow them to transform the minds of the youth? Father, yes, we God. Thank you for who you thank are, you, and we Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing in this generation. In Lord. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. God. Oh, this is so good.
Oh. Yo, oh, we thank God for her. That is so cool. Okay, y'all, thank you. Okay, so thank you all for tuning in. Please tune in again, Spiritual Elevation on YouTube and anywhere you can find podcasts. We have landed. I hope you enjoyed the flight, and please join us again.
Amen. Bye, guys.